President John Mahama has invited private sector investment in electricity generation and distribution. He says government alone cannot raise the capital investment needed to provide the energy needs of the country. The president was inaugurating the first solar power plant at Navrongo in the Upper East region. The 2-megawatt solar plant is the largest in sub-Saharan Africa. The Volta River Authority hopes to expand the plants by adding 500 kilowatts to attain 2.5 megawatts by next month. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
The 2-megawatt solar power plant began in March last year at a cost of $8 million, constructed by the Volta River Authority. The modest move signifies the commitment to diversify energy from hydro to thermal sources. Hungu, south of Navrongo, was chosen to host the solar plant because it records the highest sunshine in the country. The plant employs 15 workers from the local community to provide security and other services. The VRA says it is currently processing a grant of 22.8 million euros to enable it to add another 12 megawatts of solar power at Kalio and Lora in the Upper West region, as well as Bongo in the Upper West region. President Mahama, who stated in his State of the Nation address that the country is progressing steadily in the area of renewable energy, sees the 2-megawatt solar plant as modest but very significant.
We are setting in place, in motion, the first initiative of what will eventually become a major source of future energy supply in our country, Ghana. This solar plant we're commissioning is the beginning of a new era in Ghana's energy exploration. It marks the first feeding of renewable energy into our national transmission grid. It is a 2-megawatt plant, but as a pilot, it has opened the gateway for us to feed in hundreds more megawatts of renewable energy into the grid.
President Mahama also stated that if the country wants to enjoy reliable power supply, citizens must be prepared to pay realistic tariffs. He noted that electricity supply has become expensive because it is being generated now with light crude oil, which is expensive as compared to gas. President Mahama touched on attitudes that impact negatively on energy supply, like illegal connections and wastage.
If we want reliable power, then as a people, we must be prepared to pay for it. And so that is one of the issues that we need to consider. Our power tariffs have remained at a certain level for the last several years. And the problem that we face is that at the time that those tariffs were set, we were using gas to generate the power. Gas is much, much, much cheaper than light crude oil. And you know what the price of crude oil on the international market is. And so it is a decision we have to make.
The chief executive of the VRA, Kweku Andrawotri, said the authority has plans to diversify into wind and biomass sources of power.
Ghana experiences wind speeds of between 6 to 8 meters per second, which is considered average or medium. But the increasing sophistication of wind technologies means that VRA and Ghana as a whole can harness these medium wind speeds to generate significant amounts of power. And our expectation is that the construction of Ghana's very first wind farms will commence sometime late next year and take about 24 months to complete.
Government has begun distribution of more than 10,000 solar lamps to some deprived communities and schools.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.